But all these people are deceased, and it goes up.
The colony came in 1870, so they didn't take them too long before they had themselves a church.
That's right. So,
yeah. Well, let's that is. I want to learn more about the colony.
Now that's something I really can't tell you too much about the colony, is because, as I said, my folks, their parents came in, but I don't know, maybe not of your family, but people didn't talk about these things with their children. They were so busy trying to make a living that they didn't have time.
Have you traveled much outside of this area during your
life? Oh yes, I've been different places. I've traveled quite a few different places: California, Oregon, Washington, Kansas, Nebraska, Arizona.
Okay.
I've gone quite, I think I counted the other day, about 28 states that I've been in. My husband and I did after we were married, and I have relatives scattered different places.
Have you ever been outside the country?
No.
Okay.
I never have been.
Okay. Tell me your father's name.
Frank Kelly.
Frank
Gerhart Kelly.
And he was born where?
He was born here on this ranch.
On the ranch, okay. Mm-hmm. And he worked as a rancher?
Yes.
Okay. And what was his schooling like? Do you know? Did he go to school
at all? He went through the eighth grade, I think. Okay. And this clock hanging on my wall was in the school when he went to Colfax School. And it wouldn't work. So my dad bought him a different one, and he said, well, I'm going to make it work if we can. And so he fixed it. In fact, I just had to spend $80 on it the other day because the spring broke in it. And I sent it to Salida, and there's a good clock man up there, and he restored it because it is quite a keepsake. And the outside, you see, is the day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
See, the 20 and the 21st.
Look at that.
The Colfax School is the school that was the Lutheran colony.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Colfax is the area.
Yeah.
Colfax.
That's where we lived, is in this Colfax. I have walked down through the field.
You lived in the ranch, was in the Colfax community?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Excellent.
Yes, and I went to school there till I graduated from the eighth grade. And then you had one teacher for all eight grades. You didn't have a teacher for every grade like they have nowadays.
Was the teacher a man?
No, most of them were all women.
Okay.
And my mother would board the teacher, and we'd walk up through the field at night and back down in the morning to go to school, because we lived about a half a mile from the school. And I remember that my mom would keep her for a week, and then she had relatives in town, and she'd come in on weekends and stay with her own family. And she would get $40 a month room and board for the teacher.
Who was your teacher?
Oh, I had Aunt Nett, and I had, oh golly, I had so many of them years ago that I can't remember.
Did you ever hear them called, in the old days, did they ever call them school marms?
Yes, school marm.
Okay, great. What was your mother's name?
Mary.
And where was she born?
She was born at Rosita.
Okay. Okay. And how about her schooling? How far did she go?
That I think she got through the eighth grade too. Now there wasn't a high school here or anything at that time.
Okay.
Some of them went down to Canyon, didn't they?
Yes, later on.
Even live down in Canyon.
Yeah.
They'd have to go down there and live.
But no, my mother and dad never have. They just stayed here. They never moved away.
And she worked as a farm wife or a rancher's wife?
Yes, she really did. She stacked hay and milked cows.
I want to ask you all about that in a few minutes. Because I want to ask you more about the ranch. Let me ask you this. I know y'all belong to the church. When you were coming along and when you were married, did you or your husband belong to any other social organizations here in town? Did you belong to any clubs or?
Just had a few things. I finally belonged to a Columbine club that later started. My husband never belonged to anything.
Okay.
My husband didn't belong to the church when we were married, but he joined the church just before we were married.